Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Tinkakee, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's seven-time radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, always ready. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, he doesn't look like Britt Blackwell because he's not Britt Blackwell. His name is Chad Williams, but they both serve on the York County Council. So Chad is here today to fill in for an ailing Dr. Blackwell. And we appreciate you being here today, Chad.
Appreciate the opportunity. Always a pleasure to sit down with you, Manny.
How many years have you been on this council?
The 9 at the end of this month, 10 at the end of next year.
What is your term? You're on the 4-year term now. Did you make
two.
It?
We're going with staggered terms. So,
right.
So four districts got 4-year terms, and three districts got 2-year terms. District 7 got a 2-year term.
All right. So you would be up for
re-election next year.
Okay. You know, it is interesting when you look at the York County Council and all the issues that you have before you. I don't think most people realize that some of these issues are pretty difficult because you've got some very urbanized areas of the county, and you have some very rural areas of the county. And, you know, one of the things that you all have been attempting to revive or take another look at is the agritourism concept. And you all put together a committee to really review what had been done a number of years beforehand. You had a study that was done like 9 years ago. That didn't go anywhere. This new commission has said we want to update that report after a number of meetings and talking with a consultant. And they ask you to approve or disapprove $50,000 to update this thing. You approved it, but you approved it on a split vote, which kind of surprised me.
We did. I mean, there's a lot of great things in York County, and the HTECs, basically, I don't know how short I can make this story, but the HTEC recently, we've talked about agritourism for years. The reason that it started last time was not just because of the study. There was several other factors that kind of came in there, and then we changed the county managers and changed a bunch of councilmen all at the same time, so it kind of got pushed to the back burner. Now we're bringing it back to the front. But the HTECs committee that we created a couple of years ago likes the Agritourism Center as a focus, but wants to focus on Lake Wylie itself, the lake itself, as well as the Catawba River. Think that, you know, a three-pronged approach would be great for York County, and it will. Some folks thought that going ahead and following through with the Agritourism Center picked one winner over instead of all three. I happen to think that we can, we've been working on agritourism for quite some time, that we can still add the other two, but I don't, in my opinion, have the Agritourism Center wait until we determine whether we're going to do the other two or not. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. The biggest reason that we need to update the study is a big part of the Agritourism Center is the indoor arena. And the last time we studied it and the last time we talked about it, there was no indoor arena in York County. There is one coming, as we know, in Knowledge Park in downtown Rock Hill. So this study will not only assess it will add that into the equation as well as update other data from the last study.
You know, I've attended these meetings of the Agritourism Committee, and what is interesting is the committee realizes that what needs to happen is a facility that will complement, not compete, but
exactly,
complement what's already underway in Rock Hill and in Fort Mill, which makes perfect sense.
Exactly, and we don't need to do that. I mean, Rock Hill and our municipalities have been very successful in sports tourism. We don't need to do the same thing either. So that's exactly what we're looking at, is trying to work together.
Well, with all that being said, we know one of the main reasons this didn't fly 9 years ago was because you're getting close to the site selection as to where this would be. And that's where the politics came in, which is, oh, you can't put it over here. You got to put it over here because that's my, I mean, that kind of stuff. And this commission has made it very clear that whatever their recommendation is, it's going to be a non-political recommendation. And if it gets boiled up in politics, that'll be on you guys as council members.
And that's the way it always works. Is the politics have been hopefully it works that way. That, you know, there's politics goes into every decision, but we certainly don't need to start adding them until they get to the council table. You start adding them a whole lot earlier, then it can really mess some things up. But I hope they do exactly that. I hope they come up with the location that works and the best one possible in York County.
Do you think that the council has an appetite for if they make a recommendation wherever it's going to be, you know, whatever the facility is, and they recommend the best site, whatever that site's going to be is going to require a bunch of money to get the site ready, to build whatever type of facility. Do you think the council has an appetite to do that?
Well, I was hoping that that's what the vote was, you know, was going to satisfy, because we've been, the committee has done a whole lot of work, and we either need to support them or and going forward or tell them thank you for what you've done. We're going to decide not to do that. 4-3 vote is not exactly a resounding, but hopefully, like I said, that was as we move forward, with the other two and see that it's a constant effort and, you know, prove that all three have value. Hopefully we have the will to invest in all of them. Otherwise, and we pride ourselves in having a low citizen to staff ratio, and we do not need to be wasting staff resources on stuff that we are not willing to do.
And quite frankly, you don't need to be wasting citizens' time
exactly
on stuff that you have no intention of doing.
Exactly.
With all that being said, you do have a very large rural component of your county that doesn't have an opportunity to do the horse shows and the various ag events that are out there, and I don't see why we can't come up with something that represents, you know, their needs as well. I mean,
absolutely, and that's the whole part of it. In fact, a lot of them, I mean, it got some, when the fair closed down, it got some traction of trying to refine a new site, and thought it would, you know, be a year or two process. We haven't had a fair in York County, and I don't know when. The 4-H events were held at a private individual's ranch for several years, but that only goes so far. And the economy, things get caught up in the economy, including things like that. So a governmental entity would that would definitely help with the rural components. And, you know, a lot of folks, York County is very urban too, but for the folks that have never been to those 4-H shows, there's an awful lot of competitors in agriculture in York County as well.
Well, you have two good co-chairs on this commission. You got Representative Tommy Pope, and you have Watts Huckabee, who is a former chair of your H-Tax Commission. And as you pointed out, that H-Tax Commission has also recommended that you look at two other areas.
Correct.
Development of the Catawba River and Lake Wild.
Right, they're just underutilized assets.
Yeah. And so I guess my point is if the trend so far with this agritourism group on council, 4-3 split vote, and if they make a recommendation, it gets all boiled up in politics again. My guess is future citizen committees that were asked to look at the Catawba or Lake Wiley might say, who wants to fool with it? Because the council is not, doesn't have the will to do this stuff.
That could be the case, but in all fairness to those that were against it, that's exactly why they were against it. We have not set up committees to do that yet, and they wanted to see some motion. And I certainly understand that point of view, but like I said, if we, I think that's an excellent point. If the folks that we asked to serve on those committees see that the Agritourism Center Committee is actually doing some things, that could very well pique interest for that.
All right. Well, so talking about piquing interest, there has been a renewed interest in trying to do something with the old Good Motor Company site, right there at White Street and Dave Law Boulevard. Obviously, that's the gateway, you might want to say, to the Knowledge Park area and to the University Center area, which is just amazing to watch under construction right now. The county bought that piece of property almost 10 years ago,
It was more than 10 years ago. It predated me.
Okay. $2 million the county invested in that. And I'm surprised that the county hasn't done anything to try to get that $2 million back. I mean, work with somebody to develop that strip of property.
Well, there's a lot of, I guess the best way to address this is it's been a topic of executive session several times, and as you know, what's said in executive session, there's only so much you can share. So I guess the safest thing to say is that there is interest in from the county in doing something with the property. It's moving forward, like you know. So the government moves slow, and when I found out after a while being on the council, is that that's for a reason. You need to make sure that everything's going as good as it can. Now. This appears to be going very slow, but hopefully that's just an appearance, and the coming months will show different.
I'm going to be a little tough on you here. We are friends, by the way. I think if I were an angry taxpayer, I would say, guys, you bought a prime piece of property. You spent $2 million of the taxpayers' money on it, and you've done nothing. Nothing. And I don't know how you justify that.
No, I would agree. There's no one in the council that voted on purchasing the property, which there's some question about the amount we paid for it, and it's definitely with the stewardship. We want to make sure that we get the most return out of it that we can. We have been using it. Of course, the Rock has occupied it because we weren't using it, but there's some spaces that we've got some vehicle storage in. So that's certainly not what it was intended to be used for when it was purchased. It was hoped to be a library, combination of a downtown high school and York County, and of course that never came through. So yes, now hopefully we'll find the biggest and best use for that property. There wasn't a whole lot of interest before the Knowledge Park tires started kicking, but now that they're kicking, the interest is starting to peak.
Well, for those who aren't familiar, it was part of a proposed bond issue to build a new library there, and that bond issue had a whole bunch of goodies in it, and the voters turned it down by an overwhelming margin, and so that was that. So, to continue on this topic, I know that the RHEDC, the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation's Finance Committee, has been discussing with the county manager's office about an initiative they are willing to undertake to get the RHEDC to do the legwork on the environmental issues and what have you, using grant money and what have you, just get all that site cleaned up, because there are more than one development prospects for that piece of property. And again, when you say government works slow, and in this case very slow, for some reason that offer has not been accepted, although it would cost the county nothing to do this.
The offer has technically not been made to council yet. As you said, as you said, the discussions have been with the county manager. Now, I'm not sure what the county manager is telling them, but we talked about it in executive session, and that's what we talked about was the offer, and the questions are being answered, and hopefully we'll go forward with some movement on that. I'm certainly in favor of it. There's seven of us, and we have seven different perspectives on almost every issue, and we're hopefully working those issues out. And when I say government operate slow, when you were talking about this issue, that's what I said. That was at our last meeting. That just made it to council. So that it's not always. I mean, it operates slow for a reason, and sometimes it operates slow when you wonder why.
You know, one of the things that's always been out there, it doesn't surface its head directly, but the relationship between the city of Rock Hill and York County has never been what I think it should be. I'm not singling you out by any means. And this is a perfect example of it. The fact that somebody, you know, the city would offer to do this, you would think the county would jump all over it. Yeah, go ahead and do it. And But it hasn't happened. And I'm hoping we got a new mayor coming in here next month. And I hope that there will be an opportunity for this council to say, you know what? Let's see if we can clean the slate and start off and start working together.
I hope so, yeah, I mean, because that's not the only history of either councils, I think, has changed recently, and I'm looking forward to that. Defense again, I just want to, and I don't defend us, the council very often, but it's the details that, you know, when you say that the offer's been made and it looks like a no-brainer, it's the details. And like I said, you got seven individuals that have different questions, and I think we're making progress, and hopefully we do.
Tell me why the York County Council and the Rock Hill City Council don't get together at least quarterly to sit down and say, how you doing? What are you doing? Where's things like this that are slowed up or bottled up because of staff or whatever can be ironed out? Why doesn't that happen?
Well, we've done it several times. Actually, Rock Hill hosted us twice recently, and we tried to and made some progress. You'd love to do that. You'd love to get together with the other cities. You'd love to get together with the state representatives. You'd love to get together with all your boards and commissions by the time you have all those meetings. So there's not time to do anything. I certainly think that, Rock Hill and York County, I mean, York County wouldn't be what it is without Rock Hill, and Rock Hill wouldn't be what it is without York County. So, I mean, it's certainly, hopefully we can find better ways to work together. Maybe it's York County's turn to host the joint meeting. Rock Hill's done it twice. Maybe it's time for us to do it.
Well, you know, I wish you could have these joint meetings and the media could not be there. So that you could really let it rip and try to work out whatever these issues are. I'll tell you what, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, always ready. And, of course, we do broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes, 7 days a week. And how do we go about doing this, Charlie? Slice. Garden, garden, garden. Oh, boy, Chad, you're in, baby. Back after these words.
News and information that matters to you. This is Straight Talk.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Earn more this Christmas with select Founders credit cards. Receive double CU rewards points on all retail purchases through the end of the year. For complete promotional details and restrictions, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Earn more this Christmas with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know Comporium's 1 gig Zipstream is up to 100 times faster than the average internet connection? Zipstream is designed to support multiple devices all at once without sacrificing speed. In fact, with Zipstream, you can download an entire HD movie in less than 10 seconds or 1,000 songs in about 30 seconds. And with Zipstream from Comporium, who needs hard drives? Gigabit speed makes cloud storage practical and safer than a backup of a backup of a backup. Go online to Comporium.com to see if your neighborhood is Zipstream ready.
This is Rod Hicks.
And this is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration. When you are faced with damage to your home, there is only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration.
Only one company with 50 years of corporate support and 20 years of local presence.
Only one company with 3 licensed contractors on staff.
There is only one company you need to know. Call Paul Davis Restoration, 329-1140. It is better to know Paul Davis Restoration and not need us than to need Paul Davis and not know us.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. York County Councilman Chad Williams is with us today, pitch hitting for and ailing Rip Blackwell, who, of course, is the chair of the council. We appreciate him coming in and being grilled here on a Monday. You're doing all right. So tell me some good things that are going on in council.
Yeah, we talked about some things, some good things. You mentioned the failed bond referendum that we had several years ago.
Right.
Of course, we had a very successful one a couple of years ago. Last year, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And we are building, and we've got the okay, and we've started building several buildings and are making great progress in Moss Justice Center, Family Court, and Public Works. And animal control shelter. I was there Saturday with my dog for pet day with Santa, and got that picture there. But also, as you know, we're not just trying to update our facilities. Our website has been through a couple of transformations recently, and one of the greatest things about the what we have now is a Notify Me. On the front page, you can go to Notify Me, and you can click it up, and you know, some sites do that, and then they'll send you every email they ever send out. Ours allows you to pick and choose just the ones that you're interested in, and you can get updated based on your neighborhood and based on your district and that kind of thing. So it's a real good tool that hopefully will be another way of getting the word out.
You know, it's all about communication.
Absolutely.
And despite all the wonderful advances we've had in technology, the ways that you can get information now, that little thing we carry in our pocket, I mean, it just, you can access the world, you can access your county, you can access your own house. But people still aren't taking the time they need to be informed. I mean, you're even putting your council meetings online so people can watch the doggone thing.
Well, I do think we live in a representative government. I think, in fact, that's what, I feel that my job is to read all the stuff that comes out, all the boring details and everything and stuff that you don't want to read, and to make the decision that you would make if you chose to read it all. So we certainly want to make sure that the information's out there, and it is.
Oh yeah.
But hopefully that's how important it is in choosing our elected officials, that we pick somebody that we can trust that will do that.
How many calls do you get, would you say, on a weekly basis from constituents saying, I need to have this done, I don't understand this, I can't get this done?
I get not as many as I used to, because I tell you what, it used to be quite a bit, and I still field several. But what I typically do is I will get, because that's another thing I think our job is, just to be a liaison between citizens and staff, and oftentimes as an interpreter as well, because our staff gets in government speak. But you know, most of the time I'll get the citizen in touch with the with the appropriate staff member, and the issues are resolved. And if it's not resolved, when I follow up, it certainly usually is. That's the best way to do. So I think some of the folks that used to call me early on, you know who to call directly, and that's the way it's supposed to work.
So let's talk about construction. I mean, you can see, go up to where the Moss Justice Center is. You'll see all kinds of dirt being moved. Down here at Family Court, the Heckle Office Complex, new entrance being cut in there. I mean, this is stuff that's long overdue.
The groundbreaking for that Thursday.
Thursday. Is that right? Well, I'm glad you said that. Well, with all that being said, tell me, have the issues been resolved in regards to the proposed new admin building, which found you had a little stream or a creek or a river or whatever the heck it was? That decision's been made. I got it.
I don't think you do, but we'll keep talking about it until the building's built.
I mean, I don't think it should be there. I thought it should be out there on the other site. But, you know, I'm in the minority, so I got it. But with that being
just barely again.
Just barely.
That's
4-3, I got you. But one of the things that was said by council that if you ran into environmental issues or whatever, they were going to drive the cost of this project beyond what you had budgeted, then you would revisit this. I gather that hasn't happened yet.
It has not. I mean, we ran into most of the issues that we've run into, we expected to run into. But you know, it got to the point once you do design and once you start that it's that decision to change was a lot earlier on the process than it is now. I don't know if you've been there, but the elevator tower's in. I mean, we got good construction going on, and it's going to be convenient for the citizens of York and for the county. We could rehash the location of that decision all we wanted to, but it's going there.
That's it, Manning. Shut up. Okay, I get that. But what do you foresee as the county continues to grow? You don't have any other land where you can go to.
Correct. And that was, you know, that was a problem that some people that concerned some folks. Myself, I always, as the county continues to grow, I think we'll be better served by a satellite office over here in the eastern part of the county, as opposed to expanding something in York. And we can do the same thing at two different locations when we get to the point where we have to expand that.
Well, your point's well taken. I mean, you do have the Heckel office complex over here where you can do a bunch of stuff. And you're going, you know, it brings up that whole question about the eastern part of the county is where most of the population is, which also means where most of the crime is. And yet we're still shuttling people who have been arrested back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. There was some a concept of an eastern York County
right.
Justice Center. It was going to be used on that land across from Riverwalk, and few people got their hackles up, and that was the end of that.
Well, and they, you know, for me, it goes back further than that. That's another argument that we can have that it doesn't matter because the decision's been made. The central facility was a great idea. It was supposed to go in Newport at the end of the day, they decided to move it in York and thought it was important enough that the travel time didn't matter. Obviously, it's built in York. The travel time does matter, but built in York, so that's where it is. So we're trying to make the best we can. And actually, that's an area that we do cooperate. We have Rock Hill and Fort Mill hold inmates for us, and we move them all at one time. But there are certain crimes that have to be taken directly to the Moss Justice Center, and that's where we get problems.
So talk to me about the discussion underway right now about proposed stormwater drainage fees, which would be pretty interesting. The bottom line is you got to have some place where there's
exactly.
water to go.
Yeah, and we've seen it in the cities and towns and in York County, and we got storm. The rain doesn't stop at the municipality borders, and we have right now that funding comes out of the general fund, out of the taxes. The stormwater fund is designed to be a fee where you're not taxing everybody. For services that are, you know, some properties create a whole lot more stormwater than others, and it's supposed to be a utility just like water and sewer, and the fee. And I said at the last meeting that the trick to getting it right is making sure that the fee covers our expenses, because that's what we want to do. We're not, interestingly enough,
let's hold off on the music right. Just a second. Kill the music, please. Thank you. They're not listening to me. There we go. All right. Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, I was going to say, interestingly enough, I was wondering what I said wrong.
You didn't say a thing wrong.
When we first started several years ago, when stormwater fees came out, it was just a way to make some money. And people were charging stormwater fees and not treating them as an enterprise fund. Ours will be an enterprise fund. It has to be treated that way. And that's why I say the key is making sure that it's not fair for us to collect more than it costs to deal with your stormwater, but it's not fair for you to pay more than it costs to deal with your stormwater either. So that's the balance we're looking for.
So what is the status of this right now?
We just commissioned a study at the last meeting, so they've done some preliminary works, and they think they know where we're going, and now it's time to get in the nuts and bolts and make sure all that is correct.
So a timetable for you to be looking at an ordinance might be what, springtime?
Probably, yeah, spring. We got some public meetings between here and there. I certainly, if I'd have studied up on that, I could answer that directly, but that sounds about right.
But really, you're only talking about a fee. Would the fee be for everybody in the county or just areas that where you're experiencing the growth?
No, the stormwater fee is what it's designed is to handle the stormwater that comes out for your property, whatever it takes, instead of the age old difference between a fee and a tax. A tax taxes everybody equally. A fee tries more to represent exactly the cost to serve that piece of property for stormwater.
So if you, let's say you are a farmer or whoever, let's say you live on a piece of property that's 5 acres. And nobody's developing anything around you. Whatever this fee is not going to affect you.
Well, you still have stormwater running off of your property. But it's interesting you mentioned the farmer. The ag lobby is one of the strongest lobbies in the world, and most ag lands are found over time are exempt from any ordinance that we put in.
So here we go. We don't know who really is going to be paying the fee.
Right. Well, no, it should be all anybody that owns property in York County that creates stormwater. I mean, if you got property that doesn't run off, then
Whoa. So let's say I have a house. You know, I live in a house.
Correct.
And I live on 2.5-3 acres of land. Right?
Correct.
Is somebody going to come out and figure out what I'm doing to drain water and I'm going to pay a fee?
You know, I don't know how detailed the process is, but that's what I'm saying. They need to. That's important. It's getting that right. The estimate for that needs to be important. Exactly. There's it's a whole lot easier to say you're watering your electric bill because it runs through a meter. Your stormwater doesn't run through a meter. And this is the beginning of the study, and those are definitely the questions that we're certainly to hear from in the public, but that's why, at the end of the day, they may decide that the taxes rather than fees is the way to do it. But, that will reflect on future decisions as well.
Well, it sounds to me like you're going to be in for a very interesting series of discussions on this one. Because
Absolutely.
You're right, the water runs. I disturbed a certain piece of land to build a house on.
Yep.
And I'm sure that's creating some kind of runoff, but then I got runoff coming from my neighbor.
Correct. And that's what, and all that goes into the system, and that's exactly what it's supposed to.
Well, the system in our case is not a sewage system; it's into a creek.
It's a ditch. That's right, or a creek, or whatever. But
get prepared, ladies and gentlemen. It sounds to me like everybody's going to have a piece of this Christmas present from York County.
Happy Merry Christmas,
Chad. Thank you for sitting in here today and being on our Straight Talk program, and we hope that your Commander-in-Chief, Dr. Blackwell, will be back up on his feet real quick. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Jerry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, always ready. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Jerry Road across from Winthrop, where we have fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. Now, Chad, I want you to join Charlie and tell everybody how this is done now. Ready? Slice, 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 slice. Garden, garden, garden. All right. Always delicious. Have yourself a wonderful day, and make sure you stop by Substation 2. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.